if this is so, and if it was a sensible option, we could see more development of Stevenage.
Oh, I think that's inevitable. Yes, I think that's inevitable. My only regret is that instead of it being forced on you by pressures, the pressures of the event, would have been very much better to recognise this as a reality and have planned for it from the beginning. The great merit of New Town planning had hitherto always been you did your homework, you did your forecast. They may prove wrong in the event because population changes, the birth rate changes, family household size changes, all this emphasis upon young people as soon as they're 17 being free to demand housing of their own, you know, all those social changes that vitiated previous forecasts. But that doesn't mean to say that forecasts are unnecessary. They are necessary. And that what ought to have happened is that the work which the corporation did, as best it might, instead of being cavilled at by the opposition for really political reasons, should have been accepted for what they were, the best estimates, and then the land provided to meet that situation, instead of, as now, having used up all our available land, it's going to be done on a scratch basis. Yes. I just regard it as regrettable.
Yes.
But because a corporation was a government animal, because it held down the free expression of the popularly elected representatives, we sort of, by our very existence, prevented the kind of rational further enlargement of the town which was necessary.